අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Dear students, welcome you all to Ruhunu Gurugedara Educational Program. I am Pemalata Samarvikrama, a teacher of English from Methodist Central College, Hakmane. Today, I am going to do an English lesson for grade 10 students. Listen. Once upon a time, a precious baby princess was born. Look, my dear, said the king. Our darling daughter's king is as soft and white as snow. Then we shall call her Snow White. Queen replied, Have you heard these stories at your young age? Yes, we heard them. We loved to hear them as kids. They were very interesting. Even today, we like to hear them, read them. Why is that? Because stories or narrations are interesting. They are narrated well to catch, grab everyone's attraction. Stories or narrations are text. So children, today we are going to learn how to organize a text. At your O-level examination, you can have 15 marks. For writing activity, question number 16. Yes, children, reading and writing are very enjoyable. And also, I must say, if you read well, you can write well. You can read poems, folk stories, short stories, fiction, extracts, etc. Narratives. What are narratives? You know, it is building up stories. It is making up stories. A set of events contained in a story. So, there should be an order. A beginning, middle and end should be there. You know, some stories begin with once upon a time. Some begin with there lived a. Some stories just start with a sentence. Okay, children, let's try to do the activity one in your worksheet. Now see, there are 6 pages to be described. Look at the pictures carefully. The sentences that tell the story, but they are not in order. You have to arrange them in order to make up the story. Look at the box one. There is a boy walking near a tree. He is pointing a beehive in the tree. In the second box, the boy thinks about honey. His face shows that he is fond of honey. Now look, in the third box, he runs somewhere. The picture shows he is thinking about a stick. Now look at box 4. In the box 4, we can see that boy is trying to break the beehive with a stick. Okay. Box 5? Yes. It shows that the beehive falls down and bees come out. The 6th box shows the boy falls on the ground. And also, we can see the bees stung the boy. Okay, children, let's read the sentences given under that. First, read and try to understand. Right, children, read one by one. He loved honey and thought it would be nice to get some from the hive. Arung was passing a tree in the park. He saw a beehive up in the tree. Arong used the stick to hit the beehive. He went to look for a stick. A swarm of bees flew out. He found one under a tree. The bee stung Arong again and again. It crashed to the ground. His face, hands and legs were swollen. Yes, children, do you know the word meanings beehive? Bees store honey in the beehives. Stung. What the meaning of stung? The past tense of sting. Sting means make a very small hole on the skin by insects. It is very painful. Swollen. Swollen is the past participle of swell. Swell means a body part become bigger or rounder by a severe pain. Okay, students. Now, arrange the sentence in correct order and put the number in the box. Now, you know the boy's name is Arong. We can't select a sentence begin with he as the first sentence. Right, then, which is the first sentence? Look at the picture one. Yes, correct. According to the first picture, the boy is passing a tree. Then the sentence is, Arong is passing a tree in the park. Then the second sentence is also goes with the first picture. Okay, children, it is, he saw a beehive up in the tree. Now look at the second picture. Second picture shows Arong is thinking about honey. Yes, then the next sentence, the third one is, he loved honey and thought it would be nice to get some from the hive. Now you understand, no more sentences belong to the second picture. Let's move to the third picture. Arong is running. For what? Yes, he went to look for a stick. That is the fourth sentence. Then the fifth sentence. Children, can you find? He found one under a tree. As the fourth picture shows, you can easily select the next one. Arong used the stick to hit the beehive. That is the sixth sentence. It seems no more sentences for the fourth picture. Now move to the picture five. Seventh sentence is, it crashed to the ground, the beehive. In the same picture, we can see the bees moving out. Then the next sentence is, a swarm of bees flew out. That is the eighth sentence. Okay, children, then let's move to the last picture, number six. There, we can see the bees stung Arong. Then the sentence nine, the bees stung Arong again and again. Now the last sentence, sentence 10, we have to imagine what happened to Arong. His face, hands and legs were swollen. Okay, good. You have finished the first activity. Now check your answers. The numbers in the boxes from up to down. Okay, 3, 1, 2, 6, 4, 8, 5, 9, 7, 10. Okay, well done. With doing this activity, you learn how to organize a text. You arranged the events in order. You identified the beginning, middle and the end. Now write the story in two paragraphs. Okay, do it as a homework. Now I give you an opportunity to hear it. Now listen well. Paragraph 1. Aaron was passing a tree in the park. He saw a beehive up in the tree. He loved honey and thought it would be nice to get some from the hive. He went to look for a stick. Second paragraph, Aaron used the stick to hit the beehive. It crashed to the ground. A swarm of bees flew out. The bees stung Aaron again and again. His face, hands and legs were swollen. Right, children, to do this activity to make up the story. We were helped by giving the sentences. And also, I help a lot to identify the order with the set of pictures. Okay, children, let's move to the activity 2. Read the activity. Rearrange the sentences and write the story. The crow. In your worksheet, correct it. Cut S and make it crow. The crow sat on a branch of a tree. The fox started flattering the crow. The crow opened his mouth to sing. The fox took the cheese and ran away. Once there was a crow. The piece of cheese fell down. A fox came on the way and saw the crow. So, S-A-W. Okay, correct it. It found a piece of cheese. The fox said, "You are very beautiful. I like to hear you say twice." Okay, children, now rewrite this sentences in a paragraph. Okay, now you have to order them. This time we are not given any pictures. We have to imagine the events. Okay, let's write the paragraph. What is the first sentence? We know most stories start with praises. They are lived once upon a time, once long ago. Now here, one sentence start with once. Then think it should be the first sentence. Now read, once there was a crow. Okay, now try to find the second one. Most probably, the subject or the first word of the sentence begins with the pronoun. Do remember, at the first activity, first sentence started with Aaron. The second one began with he. Can we find a sentence begin with it? Because the first sentence tells about a crow. Yes, children. Then the second sentence should be, it found a piece of cheese. Okay, then after that, read the sentences and select the third. The crow sat in a branch of a tree. Okay, after that, what happened? Yes, as you know the story, what happened? A fox came on the way and saw the crow. Right, find the next sentence. The fox saw the crow. Yes, the fox started flattering the crow. Flattering means saying nice things about someone or something. Children, then here, the fox started to say nice thing about the crow. What are they? Yes, the fox said, you are very beautiful. I like to hear your sweet voice. The next sentence may be a cross reaction. Then what is it? Yes, what did the crow do? The crow opened his mouth to sing. Now imagine, with opening the crow's mouth, what might happen? Yes, the piece of cheese fell down. Then, what happened to it? The fox took the cheese and ran away. That's the end of the story. Okay, children, now you learn to make up a story with imagining it. Here, you have given the sentences. You imagined the events and kept the sentences in order. Okay, students, at the next activity, you have to imagine what happens and write your own sentences. Make up the story. Okay, first, correct the word once. That's a mistake. Write it as O-N-C-E. Then the story starts as, once I had a safari trip with my friends. We entered the forest. The surrounding was gloomy and cool. We enjoyed the nature. After a while, I lost my friends. It was only myself there. Now you understand the situation. You had a safari trip with your friends. You entered the forest. The forest was gloomy, dark, it was cool. After a while, anyhow, you miss your friends. Now only you were there. Now continue the story. Imagine what happened, how you felt, what you saw, what you did, and write sentences to build up the story. Write it, children, nicely. Okay, children, to do it as your homework and hand over to your teacher. Now, I wind up the lesson. I think you enjoyed the lesson. You learned how to organize a text or story. Okay, we have come to the end of today's lesson. I presented this lesson for Ruhunu Guru Gedara educational program. I'm Premalata Samaravikrama, a teacher of English at Methodist Central College, Hakmana. Hope to meet you in another lesson. Goodbye, children.
Ruhunu Guru Gedara Sambandhava ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ තැංගලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7.0.1.488 0.7.0.1.488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්නට තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.